Okay, Rebecca. Yesterday we were discussing the Xeris Merchatzos, that one is not allowed to be tovel on top of a kli. So something that's makabel to me, you can't be tovel on top of. And if you are, it's theoretically pasul the tefillah. So another example, just a simple example, is like say you're being tovel in the ocean and you want to take a shower mat to cover down the ground. You can't do that because the shower mat is makabel tuma to the medrash. So you wouldn't be able to do that. Then on page 25 in packet 30, so it speaks about silonos, if you have pipes. So you're allowed to stand on the pipes b'shas tefila. So he says, what about Gezeres Mechatzos? Because, so he says, Stam Silonos Einlehem Levaz Vizin Vavlu Pshituch Koyeit Lom Kablu Tumah. He says that the Namah Kablu Tumah Silonos Tumah what? Gozu B'keinu Kvum Shemayim Digroim Shuloi Bil Behem. So he says, "So my pin kli b'tachli sheish b'pivik shu alma she'ena mechubarim l'mayin nifzolim b'shiva mikol mokum gozu b'kelim hakavuim." So something that's not mekabel tuma won't be a problem. Right. So let's look on in the Shulchan Aruch on page 26. So it says that ain't tovlin b'kelim l'fichachim hayatid b'mokum shotovels lo tamar al gabi kli eitz v'ol gabi nesarim sheru'uyim l'medrasos. Right, something that you could sit on. Medras. Like I told you just now, like the example of a shower mat. Also clear royal midras, the tibum shubzeres machatzos, shokalim. And then he continues on page 29, the mecharafizeh mikvah, sheyesh bo shlivos shel eitz. Say a mikvah has a ladder. So you stand on a ladder. So, see, they put a ladder into the mikveh. People go down to the mikveh in the ladder. And it's made out of wood. And she was tovel on the ladder, while she was standing on the ladder. In tovel gabay shlivos, afilu im hei mechubar mekos lehem hamikveh. It's still mekabel tuma. Lo also latvila. The pshutik li etzem. The tzorich lasos b'mkom madrega shalavonim. So the best thing is you have a madrega shalavonim. If you make these steps in out of stone, if you have madrega rechov arbam, and you should make it four tefachim wide, so the steps you're not afraid to be on the step. It's so so those were the old-fashioned mikvos that you know that they said they need, you know, how do you get into the mikvah? So they used to have a ladder. So it says a ladder could be a problem because that's mekabel tuma if she would be tovel on the ladder. So he says, make it out of stone, it's much better. because stone, avonim is not mekabel tumah. And then in Lamed Beis, he says, Silon shel eitz, that's the Chuvas HaRosh, HaKavur b'karkois HaTfila, im ein lo levazvaz, muteres lamar lov litpol. So Silon is not made to walk on, to sit on. It's a Silon. So it's not Tumas Midras, and it shall, in other words, truthfully, it's like Rabbi Asher was asking, it's Mechabal Tumim Midrabanan, because it's Chazi, as we said before, it's Chazi Lemedras. As we said before, Nisarim Sharuyim Lemedras Sos. That's a pshutik liyetz. I mean, even forget medrash. Just it's a wide piece of wood. So that's it in the rabbanim. That's mekabel tumim in the rabbanim, like a challah board, like someone said, something like that. But if it's a pipe, so you don't put. So he says that that's not mekabel tumim at all, as long as it doesn't have any receptacle in the pipe. So then, that's the Chuvas HaRosh, muteres lamar alav litpol.
There's no base kibul.
There's no base kibul. Now, then take a look in the Sidrei Tara from Shiur Tara on page 31. You see, like Rav Nachum Rosenberg always says, if you do something derech binyan, you build it into the ground, so that the ground itself is not mekabel tumah. So if something is derech binyan, is also not mekabel tumah. So that's the way they make mikvahs today. They build it into the ground. So it's derech binyan. And then he says, he quotes the Mishnah Kalim in the second hour, page 31. Kupis shekavo benidbach, kavo v'lobon alav lo kavo tome, kavo ubon alav tohar. Peyush Rav Bartanura, kupis kli miyuchat v'yeshiva. If you have a kli miyuchat v'yeshiva, v'shal tamarahi, it's made out of the palm tree. Shekavo benidbach, and you attached it to the building, b'shuras abinyan, b'ana alav, v'lo kavo k'derech sh'umim osim, sh'boni kipo al gabi nesar, v'chakech masirim osam, tamei. It was just built on top of it, and you didn't adhere it to the ground, so it's still tamei. So the Zav sits on it, it's going to be tummy. Well, but then, page 32, top line, Aval Kishal, Kavo, Ubana Olav, but if you Kavo into the ground and you Bana Olav, Bata Lagabi Kosal Domi. So that's what the Rambam says. The Kola Kalim Shemitamim Tumas Medrash. So if you have a mat, that's just you want to put in the ocean so your feet shouldn't get dirty, and you're putting it on the bottom of the ocean and then you're being tovel on the mat, that's not good, because that's a it's talish. But if something that was made to sit on, and then you were koveh in the karka, and then you built on top of it, then there won't be mekabel tumah. What do you mean? Okay, one second. What? Yeah, I mean, you have something that if it was a cleave, betolish, you know, kokkolo, sofkolo, is also mekabel tumah even afterwards. But he's saying that the Mishnah Kalim says it has to be kovo bonolov. Kovo bonolov. And there is a discussion if the water, if you put it under water, maybe that's called bonolov also. So that's the discussion here in the Shach on page 30. That Maram Lublin, first one, Petruva, cause of the Vadim, the Shanus Aminik, Shlotzi, Lazal, Yishonavapi, Cholzman, Shemizdamin, Yidin, Shemsakni, is a mikveh of Bonim, Kadosh, and Yimisavitami, Lasakhli, with Vom Shainim ruling the Medrash. So he says, it's better to always use something that's not right to be a something that people sit on, etc. But if it's kovo and bonolov, so then even something that was royal medrash, since now you put it into the ground and you built on top, you mafkia the tumah. One second. So that's what so that's the Shach on page 29 quotes the Lavush by Terezov Sivkotten and Hay. Herich Lo Vizraim Al Miglo Shabadino Tzelo Shehosum Nisorim Umatam Medgregus Lamar Aleim B'Shas Tfilah. He didn't like the Miglos that they have the boards. So, Tabach Ubal Migdal Dovid Kvar Herich Lo Ampad Vav Tshuva Tzelo Tam Hetze B'Shem Dupshut Tikliyes Lavir Poske Minim Kabadol Fi Med Rabbanon Fi Lo Rashma Lo Mayel Shaya Sulam Zeh Shtivus Kodim Shkvu Mimikva. The other Hashem Kli Bitchila. Kaka Chavu Mimikva. But Chila also Bimikva Nisarim and Madregos Lamod. Aleim Shas Tfila Eilam Hashem Kli Aleim El Shem Binyan. Because if the Rashba is saying if the steps were built into the mikva. Wasn't that it was a separate ladder and then you put the separate ladder into the mikva. It was built into the mikveh, like the tiles. You know, the tiles are not a separate floor before, and then you're putting it in. You built it into the shem binyan nikra le mutal. So if it's a shem binyan, then it's mutter. Los har rashbi osam shlivas elam shlivas daf kshish lochas lo tipol. So that's the general idea that it's derech binyan, it's mutter, or if even if it wasn't derech, so you put it directly into the mikveh, it wasn't any kli from before. It's derech binyan. You're putting it in, so that would be, we discussed last year, we passed votes, we cement, that's, they have these things and they put it into the mikveh, is that derech binyan or not? Okay, but that's the general rule, and that's the Sidrei Tara on page 31. Says Yosef Tavu because of Vilha Yolov Shem Kli Tchila Nisbato Mikol Shamaim Tzofim Lo Vavik Abinim. Number Poshud Hu Batzul because of Eshachu Bekleiti Akan Lashono. So that's the other thing. If you kovo and the mayim itself is considered like a binyan. The mayim itself is considered like a binyan. One second. And who's the one? Who's the one to say that in the Taz? Yeah. Now one of the acronym is quoting that says that's far. Okay, but those are the various svaras that are relevant, but. Okay, so usually this is, an important nekuda of Gezeiras Merchatzos. It has to be something that's not Mekabel Tumah, and if it's either Derech Binyan, so either you built it into the Binyan Meikara, or it was already a Kli from before, but now you Kovo, and then you Bone Olav. And the question maybe the water is considered, I have to see who the original one to say it's for the water, is considered like. Yeah.
What is the difference between Kovo and Bono?
No, Kovo.
The Mishnah said Kovo below Bono love, Bono
love. No, Kovo means you adhere it to the ground. That's Kovo. Mm. Bono love, then you build on top of it.
Why? Why do you have to do it? If it's fixed to the ground.
It's fixed to the ground might not be sufficient.
Why do you have to do it? What is Pshat Bono Olav? What are you supposed to build on top of?
Either build a structure. Like you build a building.
Like a ladder?
No. Say I take a piece of wood, mm-hmm. A large piece of wood.
It's fixed to the ground.
And it's not fixed to the ground. Now I fix it to the ground. Now I build a building on top of it. Now it's the floor of the building. So I burn olav. And now I'm using that as the floor of the mikveh. So I was kovel, and then I put a structure on top of it. I put walls on the thing. So that gives it the din
har.
Right. And he quotes from one of the achronim that maybe the fact that there's water on top of it is like building on top of it.
But what would be the case of Bono below Kova? This is Bono below Kova.
Yeah, it means you build something on top of it, but you never attached it to the ground. Uh-huh. Okay, now the next thing I wanted to talk about today is the bracha of the mikveh. When you go to the mikveh, you make a bracha. Okay, so that's what I'm to see. So, the Gemara on page 12, the Gemara Pesachim. Ram Sachem says, Dama Yehuda Mishmul, Kol HaMitzvos Mivarach Aleihem Over Las Yosef. Right, so normally you make a bracha before you do a mitzvah, right? Except chutz min atzvila. So Tosa says, Omer Rabbeinu Tam Shein Gaon, davka tefila is ger. Maybe only tefila is ger because the ger is not Jewish yet. So he has to make the bracha afterwards. Aval shachav tefila gaon bal keri v'chiyotzi v'mutu l'varach. We're going to read the English of Rinoshim Shavarach Asachar Tefillah, Kim and Dika Tefillah's Geir, Vilamatzi Lavarach, Vilchilku. But some say no, that since Tefillah's Geir, you have to do it afterwards, so, well, Chayvi Tefillah's, you do it afterwards. And so that's how the Baha'i calls on page 14, Katzalka Mitvillah Mechayvi Lavruchi. He makes the bracha after the Tefillah.
Only by
a ger. No. No? The Hilchus, Bahag, Halachas Gedolus is Hilchus Nida.
And the Gemara, what did the Gemara conclude?
Chutzman HaTfila. Tfila you do afterwards. So the Machlokas we've shown him is that only Tfila's ger or every Tfila?
Svarim don't do that, right? Svarim do it.
Right. Svarim do it from before. So that's the Siman Reish. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Mechaber Paskin on page 16. Kishaposhetas malbusheha omedes v'chaluka. So she still has a robe on, ready to go in. Devarach Hashem Kedushanu v'tzuzot v'tzivanu al hatvila. And then she takes off the robe and she's tovel. V'imlo bercha az tevarach l'achar shetikones ad savora b'mayim. If she already took off the robe, she could be standing in the mikvah and up to her neck in the water, and she make the bracha. That's the mechaber shita. And the Ramah says on page 18, Yesha Umrim Shalot Tavarach Ad Achar Tfila. You should do it Achar Tfila. Okay, so that's the minhag of the Ashkenazim. So, and then there's a Shalom on page 22, where the Shalom says, "Beperkas hatfil yesh machlokes im aishu tevar chorim tefil alachat shetala b'hatfilu v'isi lachot shetziv miyad shei maise." Sheini gishto kach, lacha shetpul kol gufa pamachas, tase habracha, in other words, ulacha shetvarach tibol pamshenis. In other words, in our woman they go about three times, but this way it'll be after and before. It'll be
she's already.
Oh, so that's going to be the question. What do you accomplish? So that's going to be. But the minhag that we have today is this shalom. That's the minhag. So the question is, what did you accomplish with the minhag?
What the minhag is this?
Yeah, Ashkenazim.
Oh.
What?
Let's say the halacha would be that you really have to do it before. You made it afterwards. Then what would you got to do? Are you going to
No.
So
then Pashas is, if you have to do it before, it could be it's a bracha of Atala.
Right, so
that was his question.
Right.
So okay, so you have to give me a chance to.
Maybe like when you light Shabbos candles. You have kavana only to be.
Okay, if you give me an opportunity, I'll try to explain.
It's kavana not to be yotze the first.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So the. If you look, so this question is discussed in the poskim on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see what page it is. Here, take a look in the Note of Yehuda, page 19. Says the Noda Behuda. This is from the Noda Behuda. For Isi Ish Kadosh, Lo Hagon Shalah, Shechasa B'Shem Chasid Echad Sheechad Tidpol Kol Gufa Tvarach V'Tachso V'Tidpol Sheinus. Lo Yadadi Matikin B'Tvila Sheinus. What do you accomplish? Like Ruby said, Shem Latzesi Deh Sobash Tvarach Kono V'Tvila Mikol Mokam Kam Tvila Sheinus La Plumi. What do you accomplish? The Tefillah Sheinis is meaningless. She was nitar with the Tefillah Rishona. She kvar Torah, he brachah sein ma'akla. So feel in nitchok when the farish kavanas agon, she tchavim beferish betefillah Rishona. So you want to say maybe you didn't make it tonight. That maybe you should have kavana that if the halacha is you have to make the brachah dafka before. So then this first tefillah should not count. And then maybe it's before the second tefillah. If you can't shop in Vachas, I'll see the chain is over Las Yosef. Gam zeh, lo mahani. Datu garu tefillah rishon, mi nidah shalom, lo b'kavana. But who says, but a nidah shatavla below kavana is also good. It's for chulin.
Somebody throws her into the
bed, but she's tall. Yeah. Shalom lo tachamayim. Oshay yardo. Hakir, the world, El Shemahani. Him das hagon, hanau, the day shnia, shatricha tvila shenis, tvicha mahani takonazu, shatitbo shenis, the work bin tvila, says called deus. Omen isha yotsu scharm have said it. So if you're going to say, vim das hagon, hanau, the day hashnia, the day shnia, does he make it after? So you make it after. Right. So tzichet tefillah shein. V'fichah b'hani takhanah zeh shetitbol sheinis. V'tevarach bein tefillah v'tefillah. Let's say it's kol hadeyas. So if you need it before, so then you don't get it before. And if you're saying you have kavanah shalom latzeis with the first tefillah, but tonight, but who says that works? Because you don't really need kavanah. And if it's after, shekvar pasuk Rabbeinu Gadol Rambam, hatovah pavayim v'mikvah reizim aguna. Kein yishirah harosh hatfila v'shod karoi yisbor shatfila eina elu l'hakev v'lo l'tfila. Yirena achar kachocho v'chum yisbor d'tfila v'lo b'y kavanah. So the Tosefta says you're not supposed to be Tovel twice. Right, that's the Tosefta. on page 23. Hakofes otocha mikvah harizim maguna. Hatovo pamayim v'mikvah harizim maguna. One second.
What's that word, the COVID mean?
COVID means to jump into them. In that I go now a day of Shnia, she may be Ramah, but see her now, so she could feel. Right, in other words, the Ramah, the day of Shnia, so she could feel the shadiness. So then, what do you accomplish? Because you shouldn't be told out twice anyway. Because they'll think that Kevin Shira Hello Shatfila Vishona Karoi, Isbra Shatfila in a little lake of a little tfila. In Rera Kakakal Hutrum, Isbra Tfila by Kavana. Because it doesn't look like you're doing a tfila. You're doing it twice, so people think you're just swimming around. And then if they see you can eat truma later on, they think that you didn't have any kavana, and then you don't need kavana, which is not true. About Mikar Tvila Shnia, Hirach Lahol Oil also Shasova Danida by kavana. So maybe it's according to the sheet that Anida does need a kavana. Also, Yeshisha Libbo Pamayim, Rafladina, like Israel, Fimash Kathel, also Latvila, Rachumla Kathil, Boy Kavan, Kamokam, Manashach, when in Bracha, you know Seshum Pulo. But what do you accomplish? Mikomokam, Hol, Yetzah, Dabrin, Piagon, Yishlochas, Lazvarath. So, Lemaisa, we have this minute, and we don't have such a good answer for the minute. So this idea of being tovel between the tefilos it comes from the shalah, so it's a little bit difficult to understand, but we still do it.
Originally, like, why
was there ever a day to say that you have to tefillah? Like, why? Because since a ger does have to tefillah, so then not to make a little plug.
Yeah.
You don't answer the Benyuda?
And then there's a tshuva in the Netziv on page 24 that says, even b'igur adin nir perish atovel beis po'adim haino sheyotza mi mikvah chazim v'nipol v'lipo. Chazim v'sha'omeid b'mayim im z'shum g'nai. Right, maybe if you're still in the water, there's a difference between you went out of the water. I don't know, none of these are so compelling. But that's the minute. So Svardim don't have all these intricacies. And then there's a famous Ramban here on page 25. He says, "Umidine chatzitza lo tov heyos adam machmi yosim idai." See, some people, this is the original OCD that Ramban is addressing. He says, "People machmi too much, ki ain lo dover sof." He says, "You can drive yourself crazy." El achar shachofa roshon sarka b'masri shachofa v'rasa chol gufa. So then, go to the mikvah. And don't worry about it. That's how he ends off the. Oh, yeah, this Adam Rosh B'Sfeikas Chamur Shein Lo Ketz V'Sof. You're going to worry that it was a too tight, was it not too tight, you just got to go in and do it, and then... Okay. Now, two more things. The question is, what about the fact that you're going to the mikvah and the person is not dressed when they're making the bracha? So how does that work? So there are two issues that we have to address. One issue is that whenever somebody makes a bracha, it has to be libo, it can't be roesa erva. There has to be a hefsek between the heart and the organ, the private organ underneath.
God.
So that's why we have we have something in between. So that's if you're wearing clothing. So you have a hefsek between the lathe and the erva. But if you're standing without clothing, and you don't have a belt, so then how does that work, number one? And number two, the issue is that even if libo is not rover, say a person's naked and he has a belt, but he's naked. Is that good enough?
No.
Because it has to, the erva has to be mechusa. So you need two things. The erva is mechusa, but it can't be mechusa just with a robe. Because if it's mechusa just with a robe, then libo is still raw as erva. You need a belt. You need something that's mafsik.
If you were a gargle, no? Is that
it? What?
Is that if you were a gargle, not it?
Part of it. Yeah. So the Drisha on page 15 says Me'ata Basi Modan on Min of Noshin Shalom from Varchos Latri the Bodo Medis the Rub of Tokamai. Below Marcus of Mind, the Lab Shapir of the Abjahim Machabkos or Sam Gufum Kumoshu Kasafi. Some women take their hands and they like that. To make a hefsek, he says pshitu v'yishakasam mordechayyof of the vush tam shetzarach liyos achurim teishavol liban roa eser vasa. And mahani's chibuk zoroseim. Avol ze eino deviyishu leka liban roa erva. So the Orchas Chaim says that the concept of liban roa erva only applies to a man. To a woman, you don't have a concept of liban roa erva because the man's erva sticks out more. And the woman's erva is more recessed.
That
takes care of the first issue.
No.
Give me a chance. The old verse of medicine, ain't libon reinem roses ervosim. Vimishum hai chashos mo yitzrichim mo yisman mo chibuk zorzein. Hai tam tzrichim vishicholo, but then you need another thing. You need to mechusa. Maybe you need to let the water get a little dirty. You know, the old mikvos, so they had the mud, so it got a little dirty, so that was considered mechusa. So the question is, what do we do today? So the Shach and the Taz speak over here on page 18. And the Drisha says it's a problem. So he says, the Drisha says, so you got to make sure the word is a little dirty. Achurim. So she has to wear a robe. But he said, what the Shach says, v'ene, on page 18, the first word in the line, v'ene ani chelki. Tevadi noshi vidon noshim tachmonias. They don't do this. The mashadoch abach divay orchaz chai meshas. Yeah. Kech yal al das tahachti ishi yashem eskotze chalosa. Taim ashem libar oz arama. Leke taim achmin of milsa. Im kem besov misha meso. Yeah. Keep going down. So he says, the water itself, even if it's clean water, that's considered erva mechusa. It's mechusa with the mayim.
Yeah, but if you have a glass, does say if you make a bracha if the erva is behind the glass, you can't.
That's argue. A pshita lay the kisei mehani achil of my smugin mikol mokom lekem shem lo yera of erva's dover. Kamen she ain of chutz l'mayim. Shem luber is erva. Actually, that's a problem. So then we say that for a woman, she's so much on the orkas chai. But no, if you're looking there, you can't look there. You can't look at the thing. But it's considered mechusa. The woman's not looking down. The woman's there.
Well, we said that before if she didn't have her robe on, it was ready in the water. The water was onto her neck. She can make the bracha.
So the question is why? So the drisha says you have to make sure that you get the water a little dirty.
Right.
And the shach says it's not necessary. Fact that so the two problems are solved because libor is erva. She's not wearing a belt. For a woman, doesn't need because the woman's erva is more inside, so it's not Roy's hair. And the Indian of Mechusa, so the Drisha says you need Mechusa and the water, it's covered over by the water.
The liver is the erva, should make a difference whether it's a man or a woman, because it's not. The Mechusa is an external thing, the liver is the erva. It's more like an internal thing.
No, it's not. That's how it was understood.
It's an internal thing. So, what does make a difference?
There's
man or woman.
So, he's just a believer as an external thing.
So, that's
the lathe.
But then, why does it help when you just have, let's say, like a
lasting
band here, right?
Yeah.
No, let's just like something.
Yeah. So that's how hefsek. You have a hefsek. There's a hefsek. There's a hefsek between the lathe and
right.
The
erva. Externally, you could.
No, but the external band is mafsik.
But it doesn't really block into the line of vision. I'm getting very technical.
You're getting very technical. So let's not get so technical. You have a hefsik. So you need two things. You need a hefsik and a kisui. So we were saying that a woman doesn't need the hefsik. She needs the kisui. So the water is the kisui. And it doesn't have to be dirty water.
If you don't rely on the
Orchus Chaim,
then you have a problem.
Right, so that's why we rely on the Orchus Chaim, so we don't have a problem. Okay, now there's a famous Ramah on page 26. The last Ramah. Rachat feel we make the shame because we come from Merchats, because they should come and ask the love of Lurkot Achakat. So the question is a woman allowed to take a shower after the mikveh? So the Rama says they shouldn't do it. Because that's the gzeira of the Gemara in Shabbos, because people are going to think that that you need both. To retire, you need the mikveh and the shower, and then they're going to eventually think, you know, that you just need the shower, and then they're going to forget to take, they're not going to go to the mikveh. So there was a gzeira. Right, so Azoy. So the Mordechai quotes, and that's the din of Bar Rosh HaBarur Ubayim Shuvim. So the Mordechai says, he quotes this idea. So, and that's based on this Gemara on Shabbos, on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that you can't, a person is bar rosho verubo, I mean, you do it now on him now, for bar rosho verubo v'mayim sh'uvim, after they went into the mikveh, that passes. So there's a whole discussion in the poskim, in the Urzarua here, a long piece in the Ozarua where he says that maybe that's only for Truma. only for truma. And that's Isha Tatovla Valekla Mabel Gozarova Hadaf Tatovla Chuma, but neither the Baila lo Gozar. So first he says no, it's not even neither the Baila. And then there's another Shita that it's only the Chuma. And Ravabadi likes to quote the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon on the Ramah here. Chof Chav Zayin on page 26 quotes the opinion that it's only the truma.
He holds like the Ozrua.
He holds it like that opinion, and he has different opinions in the. In the poskim, here, a kuf chav zayin per kama. Well, brachoko lo shegzeirat shom eino ela l'truma. So that's the Gaon. So Rabbi Bari holds that's really the Ikar Adin. But the Ramah is the Maisa's Machmer. Ramah's Machmer. And the Moshe is this the Rabbi Rebek, Shlomo Rebek? Maybe this is for him. Say, page 31. So he has a whole discussion here, and he says that even if you hold like the minhag, like of the Ramah, on page 33, he thinks maybe it's only because obviously once the couple has tashmish, then she could take a shower afterwards, because then you're not going to say, you know, in other words, obviously that's for sure. You know, you say you can't go to the, because you showed that the mikvah was matar you. You had tashmish afterwards before you went into the bath. So if you want to follow the Ramah, you have to have tashmish first, and then you can go to the shower. But the Moshe says that if it's not on the same day, swimming pool. So say the husband's not home, so she's not going to go to the shower for 3 days if she wasn't home. So he says, "Nosna noga alf al yomim harbeik shelo ba bayla hu minik tos feinu klum." And say is a woman who's an istanis, and she says that 1 day is too much for her. Shelo tos yom sholim sheir between losam mitchilas halayla gemar yom yishlatil amkeimet sholadina rakidas yachid. He says, if it's an istana, she can be mekel, because really it's only a das yochid, say, lochish l'deyazu, rach nogu l'hachmer, ein lachmer, l'chur, grof upon him, shalekit tzarek gadol. But if it's a tzarek gadol, it's okay. I'll preach your question in a second. And then, Rav Vosner has on page 34, that maybe it's only in the same location as the mikvah. Like if she takes a shower at the mikvah right afterwards, but if she then goes home and takes the shower, He says that.
I didn't hear a bathtub being a problem.
The Eina Surak Samachu Tvila Bilvad Shaynik. The Nichdas Akvar, the base of Bishayim Shamesha said, Ucher Balai, Mukamakum came. And he says, if the husband, especially husband, touched her already, even they didn't have Tashmish, so it's also something. Shows there was a Matai. So that's another svara. He touched her, and so he says more about the touching, and you know, chibuk v'nisha. Sometimes a couple they're told they can't have tashmish for whatever reason. She has to go to the mikveh. So we say so you should be makpid to have in some type of nikiyah chibuk v'nisha. And so this way you don't have any shailas about going taking a shower. And then Nissen Karelitz on page 35 says, Kol she'eino ba'otso esek shel tefila mutar. Lachin kvar yotza me ha-mikvah, but if it's not in that same location, then the chashad is if you know, you're going to think that's a matar if you do it right after that same location, at the mikvah. You come home already. So you have a lot of svaras. You have the svar of the grah, of the, those rishonim, that it's only for truma. You have the svar that may, Moshe only the bo bayom. You have the svar that even if you know geya, from chibuk v'nisha is okay. So a lot of room to be made though. We show to who's supposed to be Yom Shalom. She would be supposed to be Tkilas Halayla. I mean, the whole. But it's really technically that whole night, you shouldn't.
Yes, I just don't know
how. The problem is the next day. Go to the Bobby Yom Bays.
The next morning she could check. What is him?
Yom Sholeh means that really technically she told her at night, so therefore she shouldn't be able to go to take a shower till the next night.
So is that what it is? That's earlier he said Mokha, so Mokha meant like Mokha the Mokha.
Right, the next day is Yom.
Or does it mean like just the duration of?
I think it's Mukha from this paragraph.
Tomorrow
night.
Why should it be a problem with the shower of love? I mean, bathtub.
Well, there's Gimel Luga, Gimel Kabim. Whatever, there's a Gzera. However, you want to say the Gzera.
People will think that the shower is part of the process.
Yeah.
Does everybody agree that once you do tashmish, is it fine?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, people think that the shower is ma'akev than the tefillah.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, when are you gonna ask her?
And then she will be making the same.
No, Yom Sholeh means if you weren't in the shower. Okay. Okay, we're both sides.